Drive with Julian Clover.
Getting you home.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Cyclists on the DNA cycle path that connects Addenbrookes to Cambridge Station are expressing concerns about safety. So after a scientist was attacked by a group of youths earlier this month, Johan Henriksson is completing postdoctoral studies at the Sanger Institute. And I'm pleased to say that Johan is with me now. Hello.
Hello. Welcome. Thanks for having me.
Thanks very much for coming in. So what happened?
Well, my God, there's so many details in the story. And it's not just my story, because now I've been collecting tons of witnesses, actually, who haven't really come out previously, because I thought it was kind of minor incidents. But when you start adding things up, it doesn't look really great, honestly. So in my case, I mean, I just was cycling on the guided busway, ran into some youths, I think around five, we're still discussing that, and they were blocking off the entire cycle path, clearly looking for trouble. I now know afterwards that they actually even had, I was not the first cyclist getting in touch with these people. So there was one other guy 5 minutes before as well, who they blocked the path and they were taunting. Another time, I'm not sure, the same day, another guy confronted the same kind of situation, and he just decided to go around them on the grass, and apparently they were screaming after him that, like, you know, it's your lucky day. So they clearly were looking for trouble. So in my case, I went there, I felt that this clearly outnumbered, it's not really the best time of the day to pick a fight, and not really my interest either. So I hailed in another guy, cyclist coming there, and because the guys actually were even spitting at me at that point, and like, I told him, seriously, what are you doing? And so I pulled another guy to see if I could get some backup. They were backing off a little bit, but they actually were taunting both of us at that time. But I guess that was my big mistake, because he cycled on but the other way, and I was heading for the station. I was really in a hurry for some things I had planned afterwards. And well, I'm not exactly sure about all the details, but I guess hell broke loose, and I ended up being rammed into a fence, down on the asphalt, and then all the guys were kicking on me. And I guess that's the story.
So were they on cycles as well, or were they on foot?
Yeah, so they're all on bikes. No lights on them. They seem to be never having any lights on them. They were dressed up in hoods on purpose to make certain to conceal their identities. It's not the first time they've been doing that.
I noticed a very bloodied picture of you on Facebook. You're looking a lot better now, but I do notice you have a plaster still on your forehead.
The doctor said it is healing surprisingly well, but I guess they hit some artery or whatever. I mean, when I first went up, I was wondering, my God, if anything had happened to my eye, because I couldn't see anything on the right one, but it turned out it was just filled with blood. But my glasses were broken, so it wasn't exactly the best time to continue that one, but luckily, I think none of us were a couple who found me, and I guess the kids were scared at that point and ran off. But
and you noted, you mentioned that there were some other incidents, and I gather that a Facebook group. I think the Facebook group was already there, but of course now, yes, rather than being a rather nice thing about a pleasant cycle route, is looking a whole lot different in what's being posted.
Well, they've always been posting about incidents. It's not the first one, but there's been a lot of posts, particularly about what we think is the same group of people. So,
and this has been going on for how long? Have you any idea?
The first incident might be even from last summer. We had one from September. We've had one from December at 11:30 p.m. One guy came from a Christmas party and was attacked by these people. Well, most likely these people. People who kind of seem to be knowing this, if you have a bit of an idea about the identity of these, I don't want to disclose all the details, but
we have to be careful. No doubt that the police will be making any notes that they need to make.
Indeed, but people have connected them to anything from theft to drug abuse to destruction of anything. I mean, it's essentially the entire book.
Mm. And what I've been down there during the day, it runs effectively, I think, between Cambridge Railway Station, doesn't it, up towards Addenbrookes, is that right?
I was Addenbrookes, but also one down to Shelford. I never cycled that path the entire way, because I'd work down the Sanger Institute, so I take a different turn. I don't know the entire path, though, to be honest.
But what's the lighting like, particularly on the section which you cycle on?
There's very little lighting. Yeah, there's barely anything. And honestly, I'm not sure more lighting would help that much either. It would just move them to a different area.
Right.
So, I mean, what we really need to do is essentially nail these people. So I think there's tons of people who have had incidents with these people. They've just been too minor, so they haven't really bothered reporting them. But I think now we're building up a case against them. The more we can get in information, the better, and the longer we can get them off the streets.
No, I guess it's the sum of the parts, really, as much as anything else with an incident or incidents like this. What are the police saying?
They're still working on the case. We're definitely not done yet, and we keep getting more material. So we'll see where it heads.
Simply. Right. So far, have they been responsive?
They have been responsive. But I think it's very key that people have been asking. In my opinion, a bit too much, because I haven't been asking. What is the police doing? But I think the key thing is the police can't do anything unless we actually get in witnesses. And it's even the smallest details may help. At least just get an idea about what is their pattern of behaviour.
I suppose looking for a particular time where they normally hang around, where the direction they run off in afterwards.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we think we know where even they might be living, probably in southern Cambridge, but we'll see about that. Mm. But even then, I think even if we don't manage to take them for this case, I do think we have a good case here, but we should just be on to them for every minor, even the smallest asocial behaviour, just really make certain that they know that we don't appreciate it and we're onto them.
Yeah. Do many people use the cycle route? You mentioned there was one cyclist behind you.
So there was actually another case.
Do you think it'd be safety in numbers, really?
To some extent there is, but the thing is that, I mean, I've grown up with bullies like these, and I know that they essentially just try to push the limits as far as they can, but still get away with it. So people, you know, I mean, I could would be the same if I got in my way. I would just move on with my life and went to the next meeting I had, because I couldn't be bothered. But that, I mean, clearly that's the wrong strategy. And now I know what kind of people these really are. So you definitely need more people who have seen things to actually go and report it properly, so you know what we were dealing with.
Mm. I know you're from Sweden.
Oh, yeah.
Originally. Whereabouts?
I did my PhD in Stockholm. But I've been around in Sweden. Mm. I'm originally from kind of middle. No one would know the name of that small town.
what's the cycling like in Sweden? Is there, you know, we often have news stories on this program about such and such a cycleway being put in, and discussion about this, that, and the other. Do you have similar debate going on back home?
You know, I think it varies so much from city to city, and I think, I mean, a lot of people here have been raising the question like, what, we didn't think this could happen in Cambridge, but I think the key thing is that it doesn't matter where you are. Even if it's Sweden, we have way better lighting in Sweden, but even then, it just takes a few people to create, I guess, 90% of the crime.
Yes.
So it's very important we nail these particular people, and I don't think we necessarily have to do much more, because this might be the majority of the incidents.
Yes.
And it's not just, I mean, there are tons of scientists cycling these paths, particularly down to three of the biggest institutes in Europe are actually located in South. But also, one guy had an incident, he was going down there to his GP, and they were kind of going straight in his direction, last minute they broke off to the other side, and they were all spitting at him.
Mm.
I mean, so anyone going to the GP is kind of in danger, I guess.
Yeah, no,
and that's not really acceptable.
No, not pleasant at all. If anybody, if anybody's listening and maybe can, if you like, add to the evidence, although as it sounds, you seem to have quite a bit of information about these people already. Obviously, the police is the key place to go to, but the Facebook group, presumably anybody can take a look at that and join up.
Anyone cycling there can definitely sign up for the DNA Helix Pathway group, I think it's called. They can also check out the previous article in Cambridge News, where they have my name and contact details on the case, particularly the code they can use to report to the police. But we would definitely be happy to have more people in the Facebook group, but also even have a police presence in the group, just to have a more continuous reporting.
Yes. I think it's something which, I don't know, I guess it's sort of getting into some of these community support officers, really, isn't it? It's kind of their territory, just to keep an eye, really, on to make sure that everything's moving along smoothly.
Yeah, but in the end, I mean, it's people's responsibility to report. I mean, there's a really good online system, I noticed, for the police to report my incident. You don't even have to be on the phone if you don't want to, but... So no. just use that one.
That's good. Well, look, I'm glad you're sort of on the mend at this time, and sort of carry on the good work up back up at the on the campus.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks very much. That's Johan Henriksson, who was talking about those incidents on the DNA cycle path. It's now 5:43.